Bless the Lord. Greetings, brothers and sisters, saints and friends. Welcome to another episode of Esther 4:14, Hadassah Speaks. I am your host, Hadassah, called into the kingdom for such a time as this. As always, thank you so much for listening, and I hope this episode finds you well and happy and blessed in the Lord, walking in the joy and the peace of the Lord that He offers. The intro song is Keep Hope Alive by John Reddick. Today I'd like to talk to you all about fretting. My message today would be to you not to fret. And I'm saying the word F-R-E-T, fret. And fret is being anxious, being disturbed, being visibly worried about something or anxious about something. So my message to you today is it's not to fret. You know, we all know that if we're walking with the Lord, God has called us for some purpose, has called us to some purpose. And He knows what He's called us to. If we look at Jeremiah 29:11, you know, a very popular scripture, and it's, I know the plans that I have for you. He knows the plans that He has for me and you. And in many cases, He has shared those plans with us. And we're simply waiting. We're waiting for it to come into fruition. And while we're waiting, sometimes we get a little bit impatient. And we say to ourselves, did He really call me into this? Or was it something that I think that He called me into? And what we have to do as believers and children is learn to wait on our Father. Because in fact, He does know the plans that He has for us. And let me just read Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." I know the plans I have for you. He knows the plans that He has for me. He knows the plans that He has for you. Now, God is going to move in His own time, and what we have to learn to do is wait and not to fret. To wait and not to be anxious about what He has called us to do. Because He's given you a vision. You see yourself doing something. It's been prophesied to you that you're going to be doing this or doing that, or the God has called you to this or called you to that. Are you looking around at your sister or your brother, and they seem to be soaring in their calling, they're walking in it, they seem to know exactly what God has called them to do, but you don't know where they were 2 years ago or 5 years ago or where they were in their walk. But you're looking around and you're saying to yourself, when is it my time? Lord, when are you going to have me do the things that you have promised, or the things that have been prophesied to me? Because I know you're faithful. I know that you're a man, that you're not a man. I mean, you're not a man that you should lie, that I can trust every word that's coming out of your mouth. But nothing's happening. Nothing's happening. So then all of a sudden you begin to worry, or you begin to fret because of the vision. And so what I want you to begin to do, rather than think so much about the vision or what God has called you to, or when is this going to happen and when is that going to happen, don't stop living. Don't stop working and serving the Lord. Another scripture says, they that wait on the Lord wait to serve. So in the meantime and in the waiting time, what we need to do is to live in this moment that we are in, and make sure that while we're in this moment, we're working. We're allowing God to use us. Maybe the vision hasn't come to fruition yet. I see myself doing this. I see myself doing that. But that's down the road. See yourself today. Every day that you wake up, look for an opportunity to serve God today. Where can my gifts be used today? In the meantime and in the between time, I'm not worried about what they're doing over there. I'm not worried about how God is using them, because I know that God has called me to something. And if I'm not in that place yet, or I haven't seen the vision come in, then you know what? I'm going to stay right here and work today. I'm here today. I'm alive today. I'm gifted today. So I'm going to walk in that today. How can it be used here in today? And stop looking so much to the future, because when you're doing that, what's happening is you are, time is going on by. Time is going on by, and every single day and every single moment is precious. It's precious. But some of us are fretting. We're looking around trying to figure out, when is it going to happen? Where is it going to happen? When is he going to do this thing? But you can't rush God. And God is trying to refine you in the place that you are. There's some learning that has to take place. There's some training that has to take place. Instead of sitting doing nothing and waiting for this prophecy that you heard, or even if God spoke it directly to you in your own spirit, God has his own time, and we have got to learn to wait in that time, and we have to learn how to wait. And how to wait is not fretting, not worrying, not overthinking, and when is this, or not coveting and looking at what other people have or what other people are doing. If he said it, it's going to be. If he said it to you, it is going to be. But what you got to do is to focus on the now. Focus on where you are today. The now. This moment. When you wake up in the morning, you thank God for allowing you to wake up to see another glorious, beautiful day. And you take those gifts that he is giving you, and you try to figure out, how can it be used today? Lord, where can you use me today? Where can I use my gifts today in this moment? I'm not thinking about what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going to happen 5 years from now, because you got that. You have that. You've got it. But what we do is sit and think about it, or do nothing. And well, he said, I'm going to do this, and so it's not happening, so I'll just sit here and twiddle my thumbs. No. You're not going to do that. What you're going to do is every day get up and ask the Lord, how can your gift be used today? And then some are completely confused, because maybe they're going through something. Maybe they feel like they've lost your anointing, or I don't feel like I'm being used anywhere. And maybe it's not true. No, if God spoke it to you, it is going to happen. But you've got to learn how to move within the time that you're in. You can't live in tomorrow, because tomorrow's not here yet. So you need to live in today. And I want to go to Psalm chapter 37 and walk through that with you. I'm going to walk through Psalm 37. We're not going to do the whole verse of scripture, but we're going to start at the first verse, and we're just going to walk through it and listen to some of the things that David is saying. Psalm 37 verse 1, it says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass," excuse me, "and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." So he's telling us, we can't be worried about what these evildoers are doing. If we look around and see all the things that are happening, all the bad stuff that's happening on the news, that in itself might make us anxious. Or they seem to be prospering. The workers of iniquity, the workers of darkness seem to be just a working, and they seem to be running things. But we're not to be anxious about that. We're not to be anxious about it. We should trust in the Lord and continue to do good. Verse 4. "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. So I'm looking around. I see these evildoers seem to be prospering in their way, and I'm not prospering. At least I don't think that I am. And I'm in this holding pattern, and nothing's happening like I should. Yeah, I think it should. But God is saying, simply delight yourself in me, and I'm going to give you the desires of your heart. Verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So I'm going to delight myself in the Lord. I'm going to get up in the morning, and I'm going to continue to delight in the Lord. I'm going to delight in the Lord today, and I'm going to commit my way, my course, my walk today. I'm going to commit it unto the Lord. Now I'm going to commit my whole total life, the whole way of my life to the Lord. But I want you to think of it in terms of days, because, again, you've had a prophecy, or God has spoken to you that he, or you've had a vision, and you see yourself doing something. You see yourself walking out your calling. You see yourself walking out your purpose, but it's not happening now. So again, when you wake up, say, I'm delighting myself in you. You're giving the Lord praise. You're giving the Lord thanks. And I'm going to commit my way to you today. You use me, direct my steps. These kind of things during the day, this day. Because once again, you're in today. Tomorrow is down there. But I'm in today. What can I do? How can I walk today? So I'm going to delight myself in the Lord, and I'm going to commit my way unto the Lord, and I'm going to trust in him, because I know that he's faithful, and he's going to bring it to pass. Verse 6, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Verse 7, rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way. I ain't going to be anxious and worried because I'm looking over here, my sister is prospering. She got a prophecy, and she walking in her calling. It's coming to pass. It's coming to fruition for her. But God said, rest in him and wait. Wait how? How did he say wait in verse 7? He said, wait patiently. Patiently. When I'm fretting, I'm worried, I'm getting discouraged, that's not patiently waiting. And it's certainly not resting. When you're anxious, you're not resting. That's not rest. So rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. I'm not going to be worried about what they're doing in politics and what they're doing over here and how they seem to be succeeding and how it just seems to be spreading every which way, the wickedness. I'm not going to worry about it because it's Pride Month, and everywhere I look, I see debauchery and the celebration of wickedness. Hey, I'm not going to be getting all bent out of shape because of that. I'm going to rest in the Lord. I'm going to rest in the Lord. Verse 8, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Don't get mad about what you see going on and then just go on and abandon wrath altogether. And don't fret in any wise to do evil. Verse 9, for evildoers shall be cut off. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. You have an inheritance. I'm not going to get bent out of shape because of the evildoers, and they seem to be prospering. Because there's an inheritance for me. Verse 10, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. At some point, there's not going to be wicked. Yeah, they look like they got it going on right now. They look like they're large and in charge. But it's going to be a moment, a point in time where there's not going to be any wicked. You shall diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. You're going to be looking around like, where are the wicked? Where are these folks at? But there ain't going to be no wicked. So let them have their day. Let them have what they got going on, because at some point, there's not going to be any wicked. They're going to be cut off, and you, the righteous are going to inherit the land. Verse 11. But the meek shall inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Ooh, what a time. Delight themselves. There's going to be so much peace. All this mess that we got going on now, at some point, the wicked folks that's running things is going to be cut off. They're not going to be here. You're not going to be able to find them. And there's going to be peace. Verse 12. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. So yeah, the wicked are definitely plotting against the righteous. The wicked definitely got plans for God's people. Wicked folks are constantly plotting against those who are shining a light on their darkness, shining a light in the darkness. Those that are exposing the darkness of this world. They hate us. They hated Jesus and they hate us. And they are plotting and planning against us, trying to silence us. All of these kind of things are definitely going on. But verse 13 should give you comfort. It says the Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. There's not always going to be wicked. They're going to get theirs in the end. So don't you worry and get all worried about all this stuff that you see going on. Don't worry about it. Because we're to delight ourselves in the Lord. We're to rest in him. We're to trust in him. We're to wait on him. Hallelujah. Verse 14. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. So they're going to take advantage of the poor, taking advantage of the needy, and they're going to kill the righteous. Those that are walking upright, those are living righteously. Oh, they got a problem with you. So the wicked are seeking to slay and to destroy. They're plotting against the righteous and they're seeking to destroy them, to slay them. Verse 15, their sword, listen at verse 15, their sword shall enter into their own heart and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath, get this, verse 16, a little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. You don't ever want to be on the side of wickedness. I don't care how much they're prospering or appear to be prospering. Don't you become an evildoer. You stay in the righteous, on the righteous, in the righteous camp. Because the Bible is letting us know that it's better to have to be righteous and to have little or nothing than to have all that the wicked have. Because their day is coming. But you, on the other hand, you are going to inherit the earth. Why on earth would you want to be them? Don't look at what they have and stop fretting about what you don't have. Don't be envious of them. Don't be envious of how the wicked seem to be prospering and seem to be running it in their pride, in their arrogance. Because their day is coming. The Lord is laughing at them. Their day is coming. So it's better for you to be righteous with nothing than to be wicked and to be rich. Verse 17. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. So we have a forever inheritance. These people, the wicked, that are prospering and seem to have it going on, is temporary. They're going to be cut off. Their day is coming. God is laughing at them. But you, your inheritance, O righteous one, it is forever. And he is holding you up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 19. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. And in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. So when there is a lack going on in the land, you righteous one, you are going to be satisfied. The famine is not going to affect you because God is upholding you. There's nothing but blessings in being the righteous. So don't you ever look at what these people have going on out here and think that you need to do what they're doing or envy in what they're doing, because their day is coming and God is going to take care of you. So when there's a famine in the land, you don't have to worry because he is going to satisfy you. You're going to be fed. Verse 20, but the wicked shall perish. And the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume. Into smoke shall they consume away. Their day is coming. They're going to perish. Every enemy of the Lord. See, when they're enemies of you because of your relationship with God, because of your faith, then they're enemies of God. Then they're also enemies of God. And these people are going to be just like the fat of lambs, and God is going to consume them. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. Verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. The steps of a good man, a righteous man, they are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. God is ordering your steps. If you belong to him, if you are righteous, you are his child, he is ordering your steps. So what you need to do is follow the way that he has set out before you. Don't fret. Don't get discouraged. Don't get impatient. But follow the path that God has set before you. Trust in him. Rest in him. Wait upon him, and everything that he promised, it is going to come to pass. I don't care that Sister Susie got it going on over here. I don't care that the folk in the world are just, they hanging out in Dubai. They got all these shows that they can go to. They have their time. People are calling them. They're before the people. They're speaking over here. They're speaking over there. Their businesses are prospering. Their gifts and talents are being broadcast all over the world. They're being used over here and used over there and seen over there and called over there, and they're making money hand over fist. But they don't love the Lord. They don't know the Lord. They're not interested in knowing the Lord. But they're rich. Don't you be envious of that. Because their day is coming. All the enemies of the Lord are going to be cut off. They're going to perish. But you have an eternal inheritance that's waiting upon you. So don't envy their life, brother, sister, saint, child of God, child of the Most High. You simply need to rest in the Lord, trust in the Lord, wait patiently upon the Lord, and he is going to uphold you, and everything he promised is going to come to pass. You can believe that. And that's all I have for you. Grace and peace.